This is Over the Night with Matt Harrop on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Matt Harrop.
Hey, doesn't matter who. If you're ready, if you're a champion, what are you talking about? About stylistic or different opponents? Right now, if the UFC give me somebody I can fight. Right now, give me 30-minute rest, a little bit drink water. Like George M. St. Pierre said one time, even you black belt, you have to stay in your mind white belt. But now, I want to fight with George St. Pierre in New York, Madison Square Garden. Yaquinta is a real Brooklyn gangster. This is not about chicken. Yaquinta is a real gangster. He come here, where's Conor? He want to fight with Bass? I want to fight with real gangster.
Welcome back in. That is Khabib Nurmagomedov, the new UFC lightweight champion. He wins this weekend, and now on the phone with us is Nick Sciarra, UFC expert and for the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 down in Houston. First, Nick, thank you very much for the time. So what do you think? Do you think we're going to get a Nurmagomedov, a Conor McGregor fight like he clearly indicated in that soundbite there?
Well, it all depends on the legal system at this point. Dana White did kind of hint that, it could be potentially later this year. Money talks. Conor McGregor got hit up with a couple of misdemeanors and a felony. It'll be interesting to see what the legal system does in terms of allowing him to fight. If he gets past it relatively quickly, yes, I could see a potential fight with Khabib and Conor McGregor. I think the ultimate place, it would be in Russia. You take Khabib, you take him to Russia, and you put Conor McGregor there. I think that would be an absolute massive fight. It's there's nothing that tells us for certain that this fight will happen, but that would be the ideal situation for the UFC.
Nick, so Khabib had opponent changes this week. He had dollies thrown in his bus, yet he's the lightweight champ after the victory. We'll get to the Conor stuff, and Dana White touched just on difficult of a week this was for Khabib. From your point of view, how impressive was this victory this weekend? Some will say that the fight shouldn't have lasted as long as it did, but really, considering everything that happened this week, I mean, that's an impressive victory.
Yeah, because in most situations, fighters train for a particular fighter. They train for 6 to 8 weeks for that particular opponent. So most cases and most fighters will not just take a last-minute replacement. They'll actually pull out of the fight. And Dana White mentioned there was only like 3 fighters that he knew on the roster that would go through a situation like this and say, you know what, I will fight anybody. Khabib is one of them. Donald Cerrone is another. And he still gave credit to Conor McGregor as the third fighter that would just absolutely deal with any last-minute changes. So, yes, it's absolutely impressive. In terms of the fight going long, well, Khabib knew that there was a massive skill discrepancy between him and Quinta. Much respect should be given to Al for taking this fight, but everybody knew that this was a massive mismatch, and Al was not really ready for a fight like this. I felt like Khabib was kind of, he wanted to go 25 minutes. He wanted the octagon experience, and he was kind of playing around. The first 2 rounds, he was taking them down at will and beating them up. And then if you looked at the third and the fourth round, you saw how he was just kind of slowing things down and just throwing the jab. And that's when he got caught a few times because he just saw the skill difference between him and his opponent. So he was really trying to get the octagon experience. There's no question and there's no doubt in my mind that Khabib could have ended the fight sooner. But he needed that octagon experience. He got 25 minutes under his belt, and that's something that you cannot replace. So, yeah, the fight could have ended sooner, but look, Khabib is the lightweight champion, and you can't take that away from him.
No, without a doubt. Nick Sciarra is our guest producer for the Usual Suspects Daily Show and 97.5 ESPN Radio in Houston, a UFC expert. We go to this guy a lot for UFC stuff. Nick, can you compare the skill set between Khabib and Conor? We were kind of talking off the air about this earlier, but you said that you really do believe Khabib would beat Conor at this point right now, right?
I absolutely believe that. I don't think there's going to be a big skill difference like he just faced in his last opponent with Al, but I still think that he would definitively beat Conor. It's going to be a much more difficult fight for Khabib, but I still think he's a better fighter. And I think that's the consensus, not just with the media, but other fighters in the league. And Daniel Cormier said it best, former, the heavyweight champion, he said that that true punishment is to let him get out of jail, let him get past the legal process, take him straight to the octagon and face Conor McGregor so he can really, really prove that he's a better fighter. And the reason why he said that is because he believes Khabib would beat him. Conor's kind of at a situation where, you know, he's kind of like Floyd Mayweather, is that because he's such a sensation that he can almost pick his fight. And there's no question that Dana White wants him on the roster. There's no question that he wants him to fight because of the revenue that he could potentially generate. So, yeah, that would be the biggest fight for the UFC right now because Conor is such a big name and Khabib is now the UFC lightweight champion.
So where are we right now with Conor McGregor? What is the next step in this process? And do you? I've asked a couple of people who I know love the UFC this week. I'm not huge into the UFC. I'll watch the fights, but I go to you guys when it comes to this stuff. Where are we in that process? And do you believe the throwing of the dolly, the entourage going out, the whole bus incident, do you believe that was ultimately, at the end of the day, a publicity stunt?
To a certain extent, yes. Conor McGregor does know how to work the cameras, and he knows how to bring attention. Look, Conor McGregor was not even on the fight card, and they broke their gate record. I mean, that's just what Conor does. When he brings attention, he brings attention. I do think it is semi-calculated, but calculated to the point where he knew he'd be injuring fighters, knocking three fights off of UFC 223, and sitting in a jail cell. I'm not ready to give Conor that much credit. But, yeah, he obviously wants attention to himself, but he doesn't want to fight. He keeps dodging Khabib. Dana White has clearly told him that he's clearly been on record saying he's been trying to get him back in the octagon, and he just doesn't want to fight. I mean, it's kind of hard to find that motivation when you've made the millions of dollars that Conor has made, especially stemming from that Floyd Mayweather fight in a boxing ring. So, yeah, I do think it's semi-calculated, but I don't think he knew that it was going to grow to that point where he was going to end up in a jail cell and have to deal with a serious case.
Nick Sherrar, our guest. You can find Nick on Twitter at TheProducerNick. Nick produces The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 down in Houston. Okay, so how would you describe Conor's relationship with Dana White before this incident, and how do you think it's really been effective off camera after this incident?
It's just one of those situations where, you know, when a boss knows he has an employee that's a valuable asset that brings the most money to the company, he's going to take more from that person. So I think his relationship was fine going in going into that bus situation. I just think he aggravated him a little bit because he messed up what was probably the biggest UFC card since what? UFC 205? He took three fights off the card.
Yeah.
He almost got Rose Namajunas, which was the co-main event, the championship fight. He almost got her off the card. Michael Chiesa suffered some serious cuts on his face. He had to be removed from the card. And it was such a scramble. I mean, there was like three different opponents in 1 week for Khabib. That's the kind of stress that Dana White doesn't want to deal with. So he was obviously very aggravated. But I think once he gets past the legal process, Dana White will be completely fine with Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you know, if this was any other fighter, I mean, they would probably be kicked out of the UFC. But like you've indicated, Conor means so much to this sport. Now, Khabib, as you heard at that clip at the top here, Khabib called out George St. Pierre saying that he wants to fight him at Madison Square Garden. Do you think that will ultimately happen? And what do you think would happen in that fight?
I think if you pay George St. Pierre the right money, I think he will come out of retirement. The only issue that I can see happen is he was asked, you know, where would you want to fight? Which weight class would you want to fight George St. Pierre? And he said there's no way he would go up to 170 pounds. He would have to come down, or George St. Pierre would have to come down to 155 and fight for the lightweight title. And the reason why he called out George St. Pierre, because his dad literally told him his dream fight would be his son against George St. Pierre. The problem is, we all know that George St. Pierre was a longtime 170-pound welterweight champion. When he made his long-awaited return, he went up to 185 pounds. He's a bit older now. It's going to be kind of tough for him to make that weight cut and go all the way down to 155 if Khabib is not willing to show a little bit of leeway and perhaps go up a weight class or even make this fight at a catch weight. Because I don't know how well George St. Pierre can cut weight at this age. So that's going to be the biggest problem. The plus side is George St. Pierre was at one point the biggest star, the biggest draw the UFC ever had. I'm talking before Conor McGregor. I'm talking before Brock Lesnar. I'm talking before John Jones, perhaps after Chuck Liddell. But he was the biggest star for the UFC at one point. Even when Anderson Silva was in his prime, George St. Pierre was still making more money for the UFC because he was such a big name. I think the fight is possible if Khabib shows a little leeway in terms of which weight class he's going to fight George St. Pierre, but he has the title and he has a little bit of leverage in terms of which weight class he can fight him at. If he shows a little bit of leeway and the money's right, I think George St. Pierre and Khabib is a possibility.
So let's talk.
White was open to it.
Yeah, so let's talk about this from the St. Pierre side of it. How difficult do you think it would be for him to come out of retirement and be the George St. Pierre that he once was?
Right now, it'll be easier because he just had a fight, what, a year ago, less than a year ago? Before that, it was like a three-year hiatus, and we were all concerned. How is George St. Pierre going to fare after that long hiatus? And he showed well. But right after he won that championship belt at 185 pounds, what did he do? He retired. So I don't know if there's injuries that were, you know, career-ending type of injuries that we don't know about, but right now, I think he has a better chance of being the George St. Pierre in his prime if he does it relatively close, like within a decent amount of time and not wait 3 years. So, yeah, it's possible.
Nick Schirrer, our guest, the producer, Nick, on Twitter, UFC expert and producer for The Usual Suspects, 97.5 in Houston. We are talking UFC. Now, this was interesting, Nick. There are reports coming out that Floyd Mayweather is possibly going to be signing a multi-fight MMA contract with the UFC. Now, when I first heard this, I was not surprised at all. I didn't buy the hype at all when Mayweather retired with 49 wins. I'm like, there's no way you're going to end your career at 49 wins. I don't really believe anything Mayweather says. You kind of just have to follow what he does on social media to try and predict what's going to happen. So I can totally see this happening. How do you think, well, first of all, what do you think about that actually happening, and how do you think he would fare in a UFC fight?
I think he would get demolished. I think he would get, I think he would get his behind kicked way more than Conor did when he went to the boxing realm. Now, I'll be honest. I was on record saying Conor McGregor will never fight in a boxing ring. And then as more reports came out and more legit media journalists started reporting that this could be a possibility, the idea started to grow on me because Conor McGregor pretty much has that leverage because he's such a big sensation and probably told Dana White, I'm not going to fight in the cage or the octagon until I fight Floyd Mayweather, because he knew that was the payday. He knew he was going to make way more money fighting someone like Floyd Mayweather than he would anybody in the UFC. Now, I'm not going to go on record this time and say there's no way Floyd Mayweather will fight in the UFC. I'm going to say it's a possibility. But one thing I know for sure is that he will come over to the UFC and get absolutely killed by Conor McGregor. We've seen this happen before. James Toney, longtime boxing champion, he came over to the UFC. He got his butt kicked by a 47-year-old Randy Couture. And it's his only fight in MMA. He's 0-1, and he never came back. I don't know that Floyd Mayweather, at 40 years of age, can just start training MMA and beat a guy like Conor McGregor. Now, if you really want to play devil's advocate, perhaps if Conor McGregor wanted to make a point and try to knock him out and not use his MMA skills and perhaps take him down, yeah, perhaps Floyd Mayweather could catch him with a punch that could end Conor McGregor's night. But Conor would be dumb if he didn't use all his tools in his arsenal in an MMA realm to defeat Floyd Mayweather. He could easily take him down. There's no way Floyd Mayweather is going to learn takedown defense in a training camp, you know what I mean, that quickly.
Yeah, so, Nick, I got to run. I wish I had more time. Here's how I would have played devil's advocate with you. We saw Mayweather kind of take it easy with Conor and allow that fight to progress deep into the rounds in the boxing ring. I would not be surprised if the same thing happened in MMA. Conor says, listen, we're here to put on a performance. So maybe we're just going to let this thing drag out, make people think that Floyd could actually do this. Nick, I wish I had more time, but I got to run. Nick Schirrer, our guest, at the producer Nick on Twitter. And you can find Nick if you're in Houston. He produces The Usual Suspect on ESPN 97.5. Thanks for the time, bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
We're back next on SB Nation Radio.